There's something about the passage of scripture there in Isaiah 40 that just stirs me. And I think it has to do with the fact that I just happen to believe that God really is in charge. So when I read statements like, or the statement, when this is God talking, do you not know, have you not heard? Do you not know, have you not heard? Later on in that same passage, it says, to whom then will you liken me, that I should be his equal, says the Holy One. It's like God is saying, who are you comparing me with? Or who do you think I should be compared with? He says, to whom do you liken me? Lift up your eyes on high. This is Isaiah 40, verse 20, started verse 25, 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
All right.
Just think about that. Just all right. Everything in God is exactly where he intends it to be. Then you drop down, I drop down to 28, and this is how I read this piece. Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youth grow weary and tired and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. I'm just taking the time before I share the points that I want to give you today to remind all of us of how great our God is, how powerful our God is, how all-sufficient he is. That's my God. That's my God. And it's out of that acknowledgement that I choose to walk and I choose to live. That piece I just played for you, I play that numerous times throughout the week in my car when I'm driving. Because it's the word, and it's getting, it's saturating, it's feeding, it's recalibrating. You can find that on YouTube, iTunes, it's out there. I encourage you to get your own copy and listen to it. It'll help you. When we were negotiating for this property, December of 2018, we were down in Orlando, Florida, with two of our granddaughters. Every morning, I would put this on and listen to it at least twice before I started my day, because I was I was in a space where the weight of what we were endeavoring to do was trying to press in on me. And, you know, in order for a submarine not to implode, the pressure in the submarine has to match the pressure outside of it. You do know that. Yeah. the strength and the power of the Word of God in your life must match the pressures of life around you. The strength of the Word and the power of Holy Ghost on the inside, it is what allows you to withstand the pressure that wants to cause you to just buckle. And so we would do well to have a disciplined prayer life as well. Praying in the Spirit, praying in your most Holy Ghost, because it's in that place of prayer that you will pray beyond your natural abilities to pray. And when you and I pray out of that place, it brings a strength to us on the inside that often we do not have. Sometimes it's good when you're just riding or just sitting, just begin to pray in the Spirit. It doesn't have to be a long, lengthy time, but just a few minutes at points throughout your day. What are you doing? You're stirring up the gift of God on the inside of you, and you're stirring up the power on the inside of you. Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the end of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. I think today I want to finish this, what's turned into a series of new seasons, new orders, new assignments, discerning his divine intentions. We are in new seasons and new orders, new assignments. For some of you, the assignment is the same, but the orders have changed. For some of you, it really is a new season altogether. And with that comes new orders and new assignments. We must discern his divine intentions. There are assignments, opportunities that will seem beyond our reason, your abilities and capabilities. You must be willing to work through being uncomfortable, feeling unprepared in that new assignment, and trust God to settle you in your place. When you go back through the notes, and I want to thank Pastor Jamal for sending out the PowerPoint, I believe it was last week that it went out. In that, we talked about the three kingdom considerations. I don't want to spend a lot of time, but for the sake of somebody who may come across this particular one and not any of the other teachings, just give me a moment to read through these PowerPoints, all right? You going to follow along with me? All right, so just act like you're hearing it for the first time. Three kingdom assignment considerations. Kingdom assignments are not always preferred assignments, Kelvin. They often encompass a demand that is seemingly beyond our capability and sometimes go beyond our desire. It will require faith, obedience, and sacrifice on our part to see that the goal is accomplished. There is grace that comes with every kingdom assignment that is only released once you have accepted the assignment as being from God. Any other perspective will potentially lead to feelings of discouragement and thoughts of time being wasted, when in fact, no time in God is ever wasted. The grace of God, an instantaneous enablement by God in the power of Holy Spirit to do or say something beyond one's natural ability in order to fulfill a specific purpose of God in the time frame in which God permits it. I'm going to come back to that a little later. Walking out a kingdom assignment requires a much bigger perspective. an eternal perspective, a kingdom perspective, a perspective that says this assignment, this season, is part of something much bigger, more grander, more glorious, yet to be revealed. It will be this constant reminder that helps to recalibrate our feelings and thoughts as we endeavor to do the will of God. Four kingdom assignment realities. With advancement comes opposition. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. With opportunities comes adversities. 1 Corinthians 16, 5 through 9. But I will come to you after I go through Macedonia, for I am going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way wherever I may go. For I do not wish to see you now just in passing, for I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effectual service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. With purpose comes process. James 1, 2 through 7. Consider it sheer joy, friends, when tests and challenges come to you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it, the process, do its work so you can become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believing, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. With destiny comes distractions. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance or patience the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfect and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. While discerning his divine intention, expect divine intervention, divine interaction, divine impartation, divine insight, divine information, divine instruction, and divine interruption. I want to speak to you based on these 7 points here, and I want you to hear them prophetically now. We could go to chapter and verse and scriptures concerning each one of them, but I want to be able to give you statements that I hope that you will be able to pray into. Because I believe what God is speaking now to me and to us is helping us to understand his divine intention and where we need to place our expectation. And so the first one, while discerning his divine intention, expect divine intervention, Holy Spirit participation. You must know that Holy Spirit is moving and working on your behalf even as you move forward in faith. Trust that preparation has already been made for your arrival and success. Expectation and anticipation are the key to you not missing what the Lord is doing and has waiting for you. In this place of divine intervention, you have to have an awareness and an acknowledgement that God is moving. Every day when I pray, I'm thanking God for his intervention. I'm thanking God that he's already gone before my day. And out of it, it creates the sensitivity for me, the awareness, so that as I go about my day, prayerfully, I don't miss anything that he's intended. I trust that preparation has already been made. I trust that preparation has already been made. And so there is that expectation and anticipation. Some of you will remember, and Pastor Jamal referenced this recently, the statement that we had when we were on Crescentville on 747 on the wall coming in to the our worship area, our sanctuary space. It warrants putting it up somewhere around here at some point in time. But it says this: where there is expectation, you will find anticipation. Where there is anticipation and faith, it produces an atmosphere conducive for miracles. Amen. It produces an atmosphere for kingdom manifestation. So while we are discerning his divine intention, expect divine intervention. Know that Holy Spirit is moving and working on your behalf, even as you are moving forward in faith. Even though you can't see in the natural, it's faith that's in operation. Is this making sense to you? The next one: while discerning his divine intention, expect divine interaction, Holy Spirit meetings and encounters. Divine interaction. Expect and anticipate meetings and encounters that you did not plan or schedule. Amen. Now, this may be challenging for some of you that are planners and you don't want anything to get you off schedule. You just need to know that in this season, new season, new orders, new assignments, he wants us to be aware. Expect and anticipate meetings and encounters that you did not plan or schedule. Be sensitive not to dismiss a seemingly random interaction as a coincidence. Be sensitive to Holy Spirit, who may be orchestrating something for your good or the good of the person you are with. Know when it is he who is speaking through you and to you. In this place of divine interactions, I've grown accustomed to having a heightened sense of anywhere I go, anytime I go, any place I go, that there can be a divine interaction. I don't care whether it's at the grocery store, the laundromat, if that's where you need to go, on your street, getting gas in your car, wherever, whenever. There is a heightened sense that God wants you and I to walk in now, because he's going to begin to do some things, and I need you to know he's going to do them quickly, and we're going to get to that in a minute. He's going to do them quickly. Say divine interaction. Matter of fact, read it with me. Come on. Expect and anticipate meetings and encounters that you did not plan or schedule. Be sensitive to not dismiss a seemingly random interaction as a coincidence. Be sensitive to Holy Spirit, who may be orchestrating something for your good or the good of the person you are with. Know when it is he who is speaking through you or to you. I believe that you and I are going to have some divine interactions, and God's going to be speaking through you. Holy Spirit will be speaking through you and wants you to have the awareness that he's using you in that moment. At the same time, God will be speaking through someone else to you, and there will be a heightened sense that this isn't just the person talking. I hear God talking to me right now through this person. And it'll be through some of the most unlikely people that you may know. I'm talking about divine interactions now. Divine interactions. There will be times when you are just in the right place at the right time. You're going about your business doing something, or you're going about your business doing something that you really did not have planned, but as a result of it, you find yourself in a divine interaction. One of the things I was thinking about as I was reading through and praying about these are some of those different scenarios, those divine interactions. And I remembered that how that we were in the process of trying to secure financing for this property. And George and I were having meetings. We had contacted a gentleman who was working with us to find a lender. And in the midst of that, George needed back surgery, and so George had the surgery, and thank God he's healed now. Yeah, I said thank God he's healed now. But in the midst of going through that, I remember talking with Pastor Sandra, and I said, what do you need? And she was sharing different things that she needed to have at the house. And because Pastor George and Sandra, you know, they're here. They don't have family. We're the family. We're their family, okay? I was going to say they don't have any family, but we're their family. And so oftentimes the things that they're doing themselves. And so I said, well, what do you need? And she shared a couple of items. And so I said, well, okay, while you do this, getting prepared for him to go home, I'm going to go over to this place. Is it Mulhaney's? Is that the name of the place? Mulaney, the medical store that sells different things. And I said, and I'm going to go over there and look for what you need. So I had just left a meeting with the previous owner, with Josh, as we sat with the branch manager to thinking this is going to work for us in putting together this deal, only to realize they didn't want to work with us at all. So I left there feeling some kind of way, and so did Josh, and we went and we had a bite to eat and we talked about it. And when I left there, I was going to do what I told Sandra that I was going to do. So I go over here to Mulaney's, this place I'd never been before. No, I take that back. I had been there one other time. And it's when I pull up, now I'm talking about divine interactions, okay? When I pull up in that parking lot at that exact moment, the branch manager from the bank where we were just at is riding down the street. She sees my car, she pulls into that parking lot, comes over to my car and says, John, I am so sorry that that meeting went the way that it did. She says, but I'm going to give you the name of a bank that I believe will help you, that will do the deal. Now, how many bank managers, branch managers do you know going to do that kind of thing? But she's a believer as well, believes in what we're doing. And so it was one of those times of needing to be sensitive to Holy Spirit who's orchestrating something, and it was about being in the right place at the right time. I could have decided after that, well, I'm going to get to this later on in the day, but I was at the right place at the right time, and God moved on her heart. I'm saying to you, as we are discerning his divine intention, expect divine interactions. As a matter of fact, I encourage some of you today, even as you leave here, and you may be going to maybe get something to eat or whatever, start thinking out of that place of divine interaction. Who is it that God may want you to talk to, or who God is sending your way? Amen. Because you do know it's not all about you. Okay, it's not all about me. It's about him. It's about what he wants us to be a part of. The next point I want to share with you while discerning his divine intention, expect divine impartation, skill beyond your natural abilities. There is grace released in this season for individuals to operate in areas that they have not been trained for. God is circumventing systems. Not taking away from anybody that's had any training or any degrees. I'm saying God now is looking at his body, his church, and all he's saying is, just give me a willing vessel. Yes. Just give me a willing vessel. Yes. Give me a willing vessel. There is grace released in this season for individuals to operate in areas that have not been trained in, been trained for. It is happening so that that kingdom influence, kingdom impact, and kingdom results can be realized in areas where his purposes and plans have been dormant because of the lack of faith and a righteous standard. So God is going to begin to place individuals, and you're going to learn as you go. You're going to grow as you go. It's on the job training. On the job training. How many of y'all remember back in the day when you look into one ads and you're looking for jobs and you'd see the ones that say on the job training or will train? That means anybody can qualify for it. If we can train you, we can hire you. And right now, this is where the body of Christ is. Because people, hear this, the need is greater than you and I could ever imagine right now of people looking for answers. And the culture has created such an environment that has caused onlookers looking at the church to look at the church in very negative ways. So what God is going to do and what he's doing, Sean, is he is circumventing all that and he's taking his body and putting it right out in the culture. He's taking his body and putting it right out in the culture. And for many of you, you're a part of that assignment. You're a part of that new order. And it will be divine impartation. Grace released in this season for individuals to operate in areas that they have not been trained in. Don't allow the enemy to trick you because you don't have this degree or you don't have this training or you don't have this experience to keep you in a place where you miss what God wants to bring to you supernaturally. That was like a my and two amens. Can anybody else just kind of act, get a little excited around what I'm saying here? I'm telling you, I do listen. I look and I listen. So I'm looking at you and I'm listening. Okay, he ain't getting it. No. Let me look somewhere else. I listen. Give me some feedback, an amen or oh my or it's hot or something. Say just holler something. Let me know you're still with me on this. It is happening so that kingdom influence, kingdom impact, and kingdom results can be realized in areas where his purposes and plans have been dormant because of the lack of faith and righteous standard. We are seeing the emergence, if you will, of a body of believers who now truly understand the cultural spheres of influence and how we must infiltrate them. We must get in the forefront of them. And where we have not been the influencers, God says, I'm going to come through the back door and set in place those who will hear me and can be used in this hour. That's what's happening in every cultural sphere that you and I find ourselves interacting with. And so I want to encourage you. Come on, say divine impartation. Read this one with me. There is grace released in this season Kingdom impact and kingdom results can be realized in areas where his purposes and plans have been dormant. I had the opportunity to be on a panel with Pastor Jamal in his area of leadership, and he did a session on Thursday. What did you call it? Ignite? Ignite for Influence and Impact. And it was to educators. And Pastor Val and Pastor Nina were on it as well. And it was wonderful. It was powerful what was shared as we encouraged those educators to step into the places where God has called them to step into and recognize that you're there on assignment. You're there for kingdom influence, kingdom impact, for kingdom results. And God is the one who's now positioning many, and he's doing it in many ways in a covert way, meaning he's bringing you in and nobody really knows who you are, but they will. They will at the right time. Come on, say divine impartation. While discerning his divine intention, expect divine insight. Divine insight. Revelation beyond what is evident. If there ever was a time we needed this, we need this right now. Divine insight. Holy Spirit is revealing truth in matters that are beyond the facts and what is easily seen. He is revealing the source and root of current situations and conditions in the world so that the church can pray and act with accuracy and specificity. He is removing the blinders off the eyes of the church so it can truly see. Divine insight. God is going to bring, he has already begun to release revelation beyond what is evident. For too long, the body of Christ, we have moved along with the same, relying on the same information that everybody else has. When the scripture talks about the sons of Issachar who were able to discern the times, meaning they were ahead of everybody else. The blessing, the benefit, the power, the intentionality of prophetic ministry is that you and I would always be a few steps ahead. Not hearing it the first time or hearing it after someone else, but the church has chosen to operate out of that lesser place. That's why we have now begun to be intentional. I'm talking about we as heirs, but also in the church, the body of Christ, really recognizing and bringing to the forefront the ministry gifts so that the church is no longer lagging behind. He is revealing the source and root of current situations and conditions in the world so that the church can pray and act with accuracy and specificity. Right now, we have this very difficult, terrible situation going on in Afghanistan. And I know for many of us, or many of you, you may think, well, I'm here, they're there, but we've got to see it all as being connected. That's where we need a larger perspective, because it only takes sitting down to talk with someone and find out you're just a few people from knowing somebody that's either over there or somebody affected by what's going on there. It's kind of like the 6-7 degrees of separation, whatever you want to call it. But we must begin to pray, and we need to pray out of that place of knowledge, that place of revelation. We have to realize, that the conditions over there and what's causing at the root of it goes deeper than what most of us even know. 85% of the opium distributed in the world comes out of Afghanistan. How many of y'all knew that? Let me see your hands. Yeah, just a few of you, but 85%. So you have to recognize how deep this thing is. That's why we have to be able to pray with accuracy and specificity. Now, you could have read that and found that information. But God is removing the blinders off of the eyes of the church so that you and I are not relating to things just based on the information that we have, but it's out of the place of revelation. See, the church is supposed to be doing things that the world is standing back wondering, why are they doing that? And then in time, it reveals, oh, that's why they did that. Not you and I looking at the world and saying, why are they doing that? And then we're trying to catch up. Come on, say divine insight. While discerning his divine intention, expect divine information, knowledge beyond education. Knowledge beyond education. Listen to this. There is information coming to you and through the body of Christ that will provide answers and solutions that have been sought after for many years. It will come from unlikely places and individuals that have received it supernaturally in dreams and in visions. The church will be required to steward the information and the miraculous results that will manifest. Divine information, I think, is good, Pastor Val. Divine information, knowledge beyond education. Information coming to you and through the body of Christ that will provide answers and solutions that have been sought after for many years. It will come from unlikely places and individuals that have received it supernaturally in dreams and visions. The church will be required to steward the information and the miraculous results that will manifest. See, here's part of our challenge, church. God will release and has released information. He's released, He has released the answers concerning the things needed to bring about healing of certain infirmities and diseases. Amen. But because of the greed in the hearts of many, they've looked at ways to try to capitalize off of it rather than make it something that brings about what God intended all along, the healing, the deliverance. There are, whether we want to use the word cures, there are things that have been made available but get shut down because they don't fit what others have set in place that's causing many to be wealthy. I'm talking about divine information. Once again, God is saying, I'm going to circumvent now. I'm going to circumvent now. It has been one of the most challenging times to navigate through the information relative to this pandemic and this virus and the race for someone to come up with a vaccine, and who can come up with one the fastest, and who can come up with the one that's going to work, who's going to come up with the one with the least side effects, all these things going on. And then in the midst of that, you're hearing some things from others that are saying, but if we just do this, divine information, say divine information. You see, because God has never intended that the church, his church, would have to wander through these things like unbelievers. But that he can bring it directly to you and I, and we understand what he brings to us, and we understand how to steward it for the sake of mankind. Not just for the sake of the church, but for the sake of mankind. I'm telling you that this is where we find ourselves, and this is his divine intention. God is getting, not getting ready, God is moving through his church. And I recognize that if you are not privy to other settings and other places and things that are going on, it may be a little challenging for you to grab a hold of it. But hear me when I tell you that God is moving through his church. He's moving through a body of believers who gets it and who are willing to hold things closely until the right time. Direction will come as we move so that the enemy, that's instructions, information. It will come from unlikely places and individuals that have received it supernaturally in dreams and visions. The church will be required to steward the information and the miraculous results that will manifest. We can no longer wrestle with this place of should we have money, should we not have money, should we have just enough money. Listen to me. We need to settle that for these things to get done, we need some folks with millions, hundreds of millions, billions. And understand this, there are believers out there with that kind of money right now. But they're operating in wisdom. But I'm talking about this plane right here. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about this place that we look at it and we see it and we feel like it's supposed to be like that. But it's time to break down that door. It's time to break down that wall. It's time to loose the chains off of your mind in order for us to arrive in this place. Because to get these things done here, we need folks with the resources who understand what the resources are for and will steward them as God has intended. And I don't know about you, but I'm one of them. I didn't get no claps right now. See, I didn't say I planned to be one of them. I absolutely expect for someone to walk up to me and hand me a check for $1 million. As a matter of fact, I think it might be five. So we can pay off this building, get it fixed up, transform this area, and tell the folks to get in here. You ever see them signs? There was a restaurant off of Princeton Pike, 747, sit off across from the Grand Finale restaurant. Every time I'd ride by that little restaurant, little pub, I used to laugh because they had a sign that said, "Get in here." That's what we need out there on them doors. Get in here. Get in here. Now, I need to stay right here with this for a moment, and I'm going to wrap this up because I know it's hot, and I'm up under these lights, so it's really hot. And the reason why I need to stay here for just a moment longer is because when we start talking about these kinds of sums of money, it's like eyes start to glaze over. And it's not that it's intended. It's just that somehow we've got to break through that so that every person recognizes you play a role, that you play a part. There is a spirit of poverty in this city. There is a poverty spirit in this city. But in order to address that spirit, you got to address a poverty mentality. You've got to shut that down first. You've got to break that first. And recognize this. The enemy will do everything and anything he can do to stop resources from coming to you, because he knows that once you get them, you will use them for the sake of his kingdom. So if he can keep your mind thinking, I want to help some of us move from the east side of the kingdom to the west side of the kingdom. I'm just using that as an analogy. Because where you grew up, how you grew up, the community that you grew up in has everything to do with how you live out your life now. Amen. Except that you have lived a life that has exposed you to more to help you know that there's more, and you have Holy Spirit on the inside of you, whom you are allowing to transform you from the inside out, starting with your mind. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Talking about the mind of Christ. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you be not conformed to your community, conformed to your family, conformed to your finances, but be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind, the renewing of... The renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind. If you're not seeing any change, your mind has not been renewed. Your mind has not been renewed. Your mind has not been renewed. And you're not going to see it until your mind has been renewed. That you may then perform what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And I need you to understand that when it talks about the renewing of your mind, it's not talking about just so you can live saved. It's talking about so that you can arrive in the place that who God has called you to be. What God's purpose to do in your life will begin to not only be your reality, but because you're living in that space, those around you can be impacted as well. I need about 7 more of y'all to clap your hands right about now. I'm breaking something. 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 When I tell you that I believe somebody will walk up to me and hand me a check for $1 million, I'm not just trying to say something, but some of you will look like, oh, well, we'll see that when we see it. Yes, you will. You will see that, and you will see more than that. Because that's the transforming of my mind. That's the transforming of my heart. Didn't grow up with much. Parents did what they could, though. Grew up in a house that was only 2 bedrooms. My parents and five of us. My 3 brothers and I, the 4 of us, slept in one of the bedrooms in bunk beds, and my sister slept in the other bedroom by herself. Yes. And my parents slept on the first floor in what would have been the family room. That's how I grew up. But God, at an early age, began to expose me to more. And I began to go to camps, and I began to go on trips, and I began to see a bigger world. I began to see a bigger perspective. And it's as a result of that, Sean, that I begin to recognize this space that I've grown up in will not define me. It cannot define me. I will not let it define me. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You know you grew up and you didn't have much. But I'm talking about the transforming power of God. I'm talking about the transforming power of God that brings you and I into places and into spaces where we can begin to steward the things that he wants for you and I to steward. I need us to get this. I need you to understand the reason why this is about an army is because this is a war. And if this spirit of poverty and lack in this city is going to be broken, it needs to start right here. It needs to start with you. It needs to start with you. It needs to start with me. And I will not make any apologies, and I will not make any excuses.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Glory. Yes.
We love God and we're going to heaven, and thank God for that. But you got to know that ain't enough. That ain't enough. We should be trembling just a little bit to think that we may stand before God and he says, now let me show you what you could have done.
Yes.
Yeah, take this Kleenex because you're about to start crying. Let me show you what you could have done. Scripture says he will wipe away all their tears. What tears is he talking about? Somebody said it like this. From all the people crying when they find out what they could have done, should have done, could have been, could have had. In light of where we lived our lives.
All right.
I know it's warm in here. I know it's hot in here. But it won't always be like this. See, there's got to be some that are willing to weather it through so that we get it in the right space, the right place for those that are coming. So when they come in, they never knew the day when we were in here fanning. They never knew the day. See, yeah, they never knew the day that we were in here fanning ourselves. But we were here fanning ourselves for you. We were here stewarding the presence of God. We were here giving of our time, giving of our talents, giving of our resources to prepare a better place for you. And that's why you can come in and the air is on, or you can come in and the heat is on. Yeah, somebody's got to be willing. So I need you to see it beyond where we find ourselves right now. And I know it's a little warm and we're about to wrap this up. Well, I'm getting in my part. Yeah. 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 See, at some point you got to say, I can't keep talking about this and not seeing it. I can't keep talking about this and not seeing it. I can't keep talking about it and not seeing it. Because after a while, nobody else is going to listen. It's just a matter of time. That time is now. That time is now. That time is now. That time is now. Just two more slides. Divine. While discerning his divine intention, expect divine instruction. Steps beyond what you can see. This is a season of absolute trust and obedience. We will be required to move and step into areas with little foreknowledge. Direction will come as we move so that the enemy cannot try to disrupt the plans of Holy Spirit. Timing will be a factor in the fulfillment of instructions given. Let me say it again. Divine instruction steps beyond what you can see. This is a season of absolute trust and obedience. We will be required to move and step into areas with little foreknowledge. Direction will come as we move so that the enemy cannot try to disrupt the plans of Holy Spirit. Timing will be a factor in the fulfillment of instructions given. Divine instructions. Divine instructions. Steps beyond what you can see. It's going to be as if at any point in your day, Holy Spirit will speak to you. And the key will be to be obedient, to respond in obedience to it. Even if Your head can't figure it out. By faith, respond in obedience. It will require steps to step into areas with little foreknowledge. Direction will come as we move. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So that the enemy cannot try to disrupt the plans of Holy Spirit. You see, God did not show his hand to the devil. He gave Jesus instruction as he went. The scriptures even speak to, had the devil knew the plan, he never would have put Jesus on that cross. The disciples didn't really recognize and understand the plan. You remember when Jesus spoke of his crucifixion and Peter said, "That ain't happening." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Get thee behind me." He was well-intended, but ill-informed. Divine instructions, steps beyond what you can see. This is a season of absolute trust and obedience. We will be required to move and step into areas with little foreknowledge. Direction will come as we move so that the enemy cannot try to disrupt the plans of Holy Spirit. Timing will be a factor in the fulfillment of his instructions, of instructions given. And lastly, Jamal, would you get ready to come up? While discerning his divine intention, expect divine interruption. Expect divine interruptions. I call them God suddenlies. And this is the phrase that God gave me years ago concerning a suddenly. That which breaks forth into time and space without prior preparation or warning. It just happens. And I'm talking about in the realm of the spirit now. Divine suddenlies. That which breaks forth into time and space without prior preparation or warning. I love how when we look at the birth of Jesus, and the shepherds are feeding their flocks, and then it says, suddenly an angel appeared. That suddenly is that statement right there, that which breaks forth into time and space without prior preparation or warning. There is a spiritual world all around us. We are spirit beings. And that angel comes and brings a message. And then again it says, and suddenly there's a heavenly host. Where'd they come from? Well, they were there all the time as well. They just broke forth into time and space without prior preparation or warning. Suddenlies. When God moves in the instant in a way that's supernatural, expect and anticipate the suddenlies, the divine interruptions. Because in the midst of all of our planning and all of our executing at any given moment, the sovereign Lord, the sovereign God, can and will move.